Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And with us in the studio today, Ryan McBride, with one great word. Many of you pilots know it. For flight.
Good morning, guys.
Notice the dramatic read there.
Dramatic read.
For flight.
For flight.
Anyway.
Picture a world.
Picture a world, yes, where everything aviation is on your knee pad.
That's it.
That world is today. Yeah, we're super excited to be back this year. We've been working on, obviously been a while now since we've been back at Oshkosh. And since we were last here, there's been actually over 25 releases of ForeFlight, new features, and 100 plus new features in those 25 releases.
That is a lot of development.
It's a lot of development, you know, where we try to ship new updates to our customers every month. And we've been doing that for the past few years.
So the word to the wise, customers, turn the iPad on before you go to the airport and make sure it's updated.
Check for updates, yeah.
Make sure your subscription is current.
Yes, very important.
Now, how often do you update the sectionals?
Well, the sectionals, that's on the FAA's cycle. So they have their own data cycles. Each type of chart has its own update cycle. And whenever they update it, you know, our customers will get a little notification in the app and it downloads it automatically.
Cool.
One of the cool things in the latest version of ForeFlight is we now have background downloads. So if you're ever, you have to download a bunch of charts maybe for a trip, you can actually open up the app, start the download, and then do something else. Put the iPad down, go to a different app, do whatever you want. And in the background, ForeFlight can now download those charts for you. So you don't have to, like, babysit it there on the iPad, you know?
Right. And it'll obviously let you know when it's done.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So then you start the flight plan. You don't want to really do the flight plan on the old chart.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got a ton of new flight planning features lately, too. We've been adding 3D functionality into the application. We think that 3D visualizations are really great for helping pilots build confidence and a situational awareness in new terrain, new approach, something like that. And so you can preview all of your procedures now in ForeFlight in 3D, along with weather and all sorts of other things.
Okay. It almost sounds like a synthetic vision kind of thing.
It's like synthetic vision, except it's before you go fly, right?
Okay, so you can like simulate the flight.
Exactly. We call it 3D preview, yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty hoopy.
That is pretty hoopy. I wish I knew more about ForeFlight. It sounds like something that's great to work
it's
with.
It's the pilot's toolbox.
Well, we all need that.
The pilot's toolbox. I like that. The Swiss Army knife of aviation apps.
There you go.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Aviation apps.
And with the popularity of iPads being used for navigation and just about everything on aircraft these days, it's got to be really neat to have all that information right there in a non-glass equipped airplane.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, the how our customer base has grown and seeing where the product is used, who it's used by, from the Blue Angels to the Air Force, the Coast Guard, Forest Fire Service. It's amazing where the product's being used today. Yeah.
Where do you pull your feeds for like weather information and stuff like that? Right from NOAA?
Yeah, a lot of the weather comes directly off the NOAA feed. It depends on the weather. For example, we have a variety of new weather features in the latest version of ForeFlight, turbulence forecasts, icing forecasts, cloud ceiling forecasts, and those come from a variety of different companies. One of the new weather products we have in ForeFlight is a 10-day outlook forecast. So it's not specifically an aviation forecast, but it's good to see what the weather's going to be like if you're planning a trip, et cetera, right? And that comes from the weather company, which is IBM. So it really just depends on the weather product.
Okay. Weather radar, how often is that updated?
Depends on whether you're on ADS-B, looking at ADS-B radar or internet radar. Generally, we see radar updates within 5 minutes is normal. Yeah.
So that's as real time as you're going to get without an onboard radar.
Exactly, yeah.
Not too bad.
Well, no, it isn't bad, but of course, you know, you always should take that with a grain of salt. NOAA has said that sometimes those updates take 20 minutes.
It's true.
And if you're heading toward a storm front, 20 minutes is a lifetime.
That's a great point. You know, there are some customers who we've talked to who are maybe using, for example, ADS-B radar in contexts where they should really be referencing onboard, right? Onboard radar. And so it's important to know what you're looking at, how long it's valid for, and what the update time is. It's really important.
Okay, when you say referencing onboard, you mean the aircraft has an onboard system?
If it does, yeah.
Right, okay. You don't have that option in most GA.
Of course, yeah.
So, okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
Well, it's kind of an important clarification because obviously bad weather can ruin your day in a big way.
No, it just cleans the plane off so it's nice and shiny when you land.
Right.
How many people use FloorFlight? Do you guys even have an idea of that number?
Well, I can tell you that we're definitely the best-selling aviation app in North America. Our customers span from GA all the way up to commercial airlines. And we're super proud of that. In terms of specific customer numbers, no, I don't have a specific number for you. But okay. I can tell you that the customer base is very strong and continues to grow.
iPad only?
iPad and iPhone, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a very simple reason for that. The same operating system runs on iPads and iPhones, so it allows us to build the features once, right, and deploy them to and test them on multiple devices. It's a matter of quality assurance. That's why we stick with iOS.
Okay.
Is this a multi-tier product? In other words, is it different for, say, a general aviation pilot versus, for instance, airlines?
Yeah, absolutely. So FloorFlight has three subscription tiers. There's a basic tier, a pro tier, and then what we call performance tier. And they have different features depending on what different pilots care about and what's important to them. So our most popular plan is the pro plan. That's our middle plan, and that includes a lot of things like geo-referenced approach charts and taxi diagrams, so you can see your airplane on that chart. And then if you go up to the airline side, we make another product, actually. It's called Flight Deck Pro. It's a collaboration between FloorFlight and Jeppesen, and that's what the airlines use.
Okay. You can tell we don't use FloorFlight. We're wannabe pilots. But anyway, let's not go there.
We don't have a commercial airline here either. Sorry.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe next year, guys.
Maybe next year.
Yes, exactly. Oh, darn it, I was going somewhere with that and went... Right out the window.
Well, it's obvious we have to talk to, we have to get sponsored by either Boeing or Airbus for that. So
yeah.
We're
yeah.
working on that. But it's interesting to me because I've been in several airplanes with glass cockpits and have done some cross country in them. And it's just really amazing to watch that stuff. And then to have the iPad with FloorFlight on it as a backup just in case something fritzes out.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome. And the thing that amazes me is, you know, who are the guys that are coming up with all these features? Do you have a dark room where you just feed a couple of engineers coffee to come up with brilliant ideas?
No, they have to be pilots. They have to be someone so familiar with what the need is.
It's true. You know, FloorFlight was founded by pilots. All the leadership at FloorFlight, including myself, are licensed pilots. And so it's really as simple as building stuff that we want to use ourselves. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if this thing did this?
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm assuming you can actually view ADS-B in on the display.
Yeah, FloorFlight supports a wide variety of ADS-B in devices for traffic and weather. Yeah.
Okay.
And then on top of that, your people there that are involved in the design and everything are also your test pilots as well. We just designed this, let's check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's in a real flight or, you know, something we often do in the office just to test something out real quick is we'll connect FloorFlight to the flight simulator and we'll test things out that way, make sure things are working correctly before we go up in the air. Yeah.
Now that I never thought of. It's compatible with flight simulators?
Yeah, it'll connect to Microsoft Flight Simulator or X-Plane or even Infinite Flight, which is a mobile simulator. So it's a great way to practice in using the product.
Does it pick up TFRs? I mean, first off, does it get the data feed somewhere and will it display them on screen real time?
Yes. So you can get TFRs over an internet connection, or if you're in flight, TFRs come in over the ADS-B system. So if you're connected to ADS-B. But FloorFlight actually takes it one step further. We include what are called stadium TFRs, right? So those aren't published over the feed, over the ADS-B feed. But if you're connected to internet, FloorFlight actually scans all the stadiums across the country, looks at the game schedules, and if there's going to be something going on in that stadium, it'll put a TFR on the map for you.
Wow.
That's intense. I know right in our area, the TFRs are causing quite a bit of confusion because President Biden lives in Wilmington. And you know, there have been pilots in the area busted because of that.
Yeah, there was one escorted to an airport that we both know by, I guess it was F-16s or something.
I think it was an F-16.
Gently requested he land.
And then it was a Black Hawk that got him actually on the ground. And I'm sure they asked a lot of funny questions.
Yep.
But it's good that you guys have the feature for that. Do you also cover any kind of SIGMETs or anything?
Oh, of course.
Serious weather information?
Yeah. Literally everything you might find on aviationweather.gov, you can just as easily find in FloorFlight, including all the static weather imagery that you'd find there, as well as what we call a dynamic imagery. So we take a lot of these data sources and we basically render them out on the map. So, for example, we have something called the surface analysis chart, which is basically a prog chart. But instead of looking at it, you know, on like a scanned piece of paper, which is what it normally looks like on a computer screen, we make it dynamic. So you can overlay it on top of the map, move around, play it forward and backwards, see where the fronts are moving, that sort of thing.
Wow. So this is a great place to deconfuse the confusing alphabet soup of information sources available to pilots.
That's exactly right. I think the thing we do best here at 4Flight is we take stuff that might be kind of complicated and we put it into a package where it simplifies it and makes it easier to understand.
Okay.
And where are you guys on the field?
We're in Hangar C. So come stop by Hangar C. We have a big booth right in the middle of Hangar C. We also have a presence in the Boeing booth as well.
I'll have to come over and take a look at that.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Suitable for anything that flies.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The hot air balloon guys would love it.
I was thinking the home
might take
guys.
A little time, you know, that flight plan might take a little while to get there, but at least they can see the weather.
Think of the possibilities with a powered parachute, you know?
Well, I was just thinking about that.
Yep.
So, and in reality, that would be a good thing to have, too, because of the weather alerts.
It depends what you're,
yeah, most of the time, powered parachutes aren't going places, but if you do try, yeah, you might want that.
Hey, it all works if you let it.
There you go. All right.
Well, we've been talking to Ryan McBride here of 4Flight. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Fast Eddie most of the time.
And this is Digital Dave.
And this is EAA Radio.